Black men were taught to suppress. We were not taught to process. We wasn't raised to feel safe expressing yourself. You were trained to survive by shutting down. See, as young black boys, we was taught early how to disconnect. Don't cry. Don't talk back. Don't show weakness. Don't feel too much of anything. And then you got yelled at for being too emotional. You got laughed at for crying. And then you got silenced when you tried to explain yourself. And they called that strength. That wasn't strength. That was emotional suffocation. And as a young black boy, you know what that does to you? That makes you learn really fast that crying is going to make you a target. And vulnerability is going to get you punished. And that there is nobody out there that's going to protect your feelings. So why should I even have them? So you shut down. You toughen up. And you bury it all inside and wear a mask for the majority of your life. Now, as a grown adult man, you can't express hurt without feeling some type of anger. You struggle to let people in. You either overshare too fast or you don't say nothing at all. You numb out in relationships of what we call nonchalant guys, or you don't know how to process grief, love, or even softness. Because nobody ever taught you how to feel without being ashamed. It's not that black men don't lack emotion, it's just that we were punished for showing it. But the healing really starts when we give ourselves permission to feel everything. The rage, the fear, the grief, the confusion, because